I'm Sid Garza-Hillman, and this is what I think.
One week ago today, I did a podcast episode, and that's the end of that story. I did it in 1 week. 1 week turnaround this time, you guys. Did I tell you last week I was going to tighten things up? Well, I did this week. I mean, I don't know about next week, but small steps, right? This is 1 week at a time, Sid. It's like a well-oiled machine over here in the What Sid Thinks corner. Unfortunately, the machine's a loom, but it's well-oiled. It's the freaking most oily loom there is. I got a text. I'm not kidding when I tell you that it was 2 minutes ago when I was setting up for this here podcast that you're listening to in your Audi Quattro from a client, and I'm gonna paraphrase because two things. One, I don't want to read the exact thing, but secondly, I don't know how to read. So paraphrasing is what I do. She wanted to let me know that she used her small steps training and as a small stepper trained for 3 months for her 50th birthday to hike 22 miles in 1 day and climbed Half Dome with her sons. Okay? You want to talk about why we do these things and why we learn how to take care of ourselves? What's the point? It ain't about a scale, if that's what you're wondering. Not about that. It's about doing cool stuff with family. That's the deal. And being able to do it and not, tank yourself or get injured or sick. Like taking it easy so that you get there and you stay there and you do cool stuff. Does that sound kind of stupid that this is all about doing cool stuff? I guess, but it's freaking true. It's about doing cool stuff. We want to do cool stuff. I don't know what cool stuff you want to do. I'm just saying, I bet you want to do cool stuff. Okay, that's it. That's it. Done. This is not really an announcement because it's just more because it's like a food thing. And I don't like to talk about food. But if you live in Sacramento, I'm going to be on Good Day Sacramento next week. That'd be the 17th of November, 2019. As part of the Stanford Inn, we're going to do a little Thanksgiving, what to make, a couple things to make for Thanksgiving kind of thing. Although I don't really want to do that particularly. So anyway, we're on two different times, one at 8 in the morning, one at 9 in the morning for 3 minutes. 3 minutes. They just kind of shuttle you on. Let's see what they're going to make over there. And Jeff and I are going to put something together. Yeah, whatever. I'd rather talk about anything else but food, but whatever. When in Rome, I'm going to get right to it because I have a story to tell, an allegory. It's an allegorical podcast this episode, marijuana, an allegory. Here's what happened. I lost my temper this week. I lost my temper. It wasn't horrible. I didn't go on a thing, but I definitely I'm not happy about this. That kind of thing. And I got into a heated discussion, I'll put it that way. It was respectful, but a heated discussion with people that I know very, very well. That's all I'm going to say about that. But it is absolutely true. And I thought, well, what's really going on here? And so I thought I would share it with you guys. This is not it's not is Sid just using the podcast to journal? No, I'm not. I'm not and today I went to the Macy's, whatever. This is a thing. And I think about stuff and I apply client work and small steppers, the program work and my own work, and it's just the constant conversation. Okay? I need to tell you guys that. You know that already. And thanks everybody for whoever's Patreoning me. Thank you. And if you're not, maybe, I don't know, whatever. And thanks for the reviews, right? And sign up for my newsletter because I'm blogging also. Blogging. Kind of cool, right? Marijuana and allegory. So my frustration was this. I'm going to be a little bit loosey with the details, again, paraphrasing, because, it's not, that's, the details aren't the super important part of what I'm going to talk about. And here it is. So in my area, and again, I live in Pottstown, USA, kind of, Mendocino is the stupid stepson of the marijuana industry. The Mendocino people don't do it as well as Humboldt. This is what we do. And Mendocino's we're going to try to do it also, but not as good. And then they kind of do that. So that's where we live. Anyway, and so in my neighborhood, there's a fair amount. I mean, we don't know how many, but there's a lot of marijuana grows indoors. This is not relevant to marijuana. So just, can you just bear with me, please? And so they're around. So then all of a sudden marijuana becomes legal in California. Well, a few people, to their credits, fine, decide, well, they want to go legal. And so they're going to go above board. Fine. Good on them. I don't, whatever. So they, but there's still a lot of black market, whatever. So these people, few people, handful want to go legal. Well, they wanted to start getting use permits to be able to still grow in my neighborhood. But this is a neighborhood. This is houses where we live in. This is not a commercial district. People have home offices, but this is not a place for businesses to be run with people and staff and cars coming up and that whole deal. And so they tried to get the use permit. That didn't really work out. Then they tried to kind of sneak, and not kind of sneak, like they really tried to sneak a what they called an overlay, but it was essentially a rezoning to make this area now an agricultural zone. And they really tried to do it in a very, very shady, unethical way, which when a few of us caught wind of it, said, oh, really, that's not going to happen. And so we jumped on it and killed it because we were like, no. And so we talked to the county supervisor. We did the whole deal. We're like, this isn't, first of all, it's not cool the way you did it. And second of all, no, you're not going to make this area a freaking agricultural zone without all the neighbors being in on it. And if I lost that vote, fine, but I didn't want it to be because of secret stuff. I wanted it to be above board and transparent. And if they voted it, fine. If they voted against it, fine. But they voted against it overwhelmingly. Cut to, and this is, I'm truncating the story, like in an amazing, credit to me for making this long story short. Here we go. Then, so they lost that thing. So then they had to, the rule was, they were, because of the legality of marijuana, they had to wrap up, unless they got a permit, which they didn't, and unless they got rezoning, which they didn't, they had to be out by May of 2020, coming up. Well, lo and behold, last week I found out, didn't know, that they had gotten an extension to 2022. So now they basically have 3 years to move, which doesn't take very long, but neither here nor there. Needless to say, I was not happy about this happening. I wasn't happy about it happening, number one. Number two, I wasn't happy with the fact that again, I feel like they sort of got that going under the radar. So not all, like there wasn't a flyer that went into all the mailboxes and said, listen, they're applying for this thing, like vote on it, you know, show up to these meetings, let, you know, forget about the fact that the meetings are an hour and 20 minutes away, not local to where this is happening, neither here nor there, but kind of. Shitty. Would you agree? Can you agree with me? Okay, good. So that's the backdrop. I get pissed about it. And I feel myself getting, I'll say, in many ways reasonably pissed, but then sort of disproportionately pissed. Like it really chapped my hide. And you know, guys, how I feel about hides. I don't like chapping them. Okay. I've said it before. So I'm getting bent out of shape on this. And it's really pissing me off. And I'm kind of getting into arguments. And I'm like, this is bullshit. And this is again. And what really bothered me is that these people basically were, I'm not anti-marijuana, but it was like they're criminals up until a minute ago. And now they're like, listen, we want this. And we want this. And we want to change your zoning. And then we want an extension. And we want. And I've maintained from day one, it's like, you know what? You have been getting tax-free income while all of us are paying taxes. You have been getting free healthcare because you don't declare your income. You've been getting discounted electricity for your grow houses because you don't declare your income. And all of us have been doing the kind of the business of being a citizen in the world. And all I'm saying is if you want to join us and be a citizen in the world, start to give to the community and start to kind of be part of the whole social contract that I've talked about in this podcast. Actually, I have. Okay, So it kind of pissed me off that they're sort of again getting their what they need. And I'm like, what about everybody else who has been toeing the line and struggling? And I did touch on this last week. You know, I lived off a credit card and I struggle financially. This is a thing. And that's living. That's fine. I'm raising a family. My choice. It pisses me off when I hear people who sort of have gotten a lot of benefit of not playing by the rules. And then when they go, I want to play by the rules, they want a freaking, you know, coronation. It's like, I don't owe you a pat on the back because you decided at 40 to be not a criminal. That's not like, I don't go, yay. I go, yeah, okay, fine, but get busy and start working like all of us. Okay, so I get pissed about it. And after I got pissed about it and kind of took my time to process, I did realize two things. One, I hate admitting that I make mistakes. And so, fine, I said, okay, what is this really about? And I don't think I'm mistaken about my position. That I still believe to this day. But the question is, why did I get, in a way, disproportionately angry about this situation? Why was I so bent out of shape about this? Because it's not like it doesn't affect my day. I just drive to work. The kids are outside playing. It's not like a thing that is affecting my day-to-day. It was on principle that it pissed me off. And you guys have, if you have listened to this podcast, What Sid Thinks, for now 67 episodes, there's one through line above all else, and that is principle. Living on principle, acting on principle, knowing what you stand for. But at the same time, I was getting angry on principle when the reality of the day-to-day isn't actually a problem, number one. And number two, I had to really understand that that while I believe and stand by my principles, there is a point at which I'm getting damaged by it. I'm the one, like, if there's something I can do about it, I'm going to try to do about it, which is what we did when we killed the zoning, you know, attempt there. But in this case, you know, I'll look into it a little bit. I have a little bit. It seems like it's sort of happening. And at some point, I have to be an adult about it and say, okay, well, did I lose this one? And is it worth me pursuing when I've got other things going on? And does it affect me? If it affects my family and day to day, I'm going to go to the mat every single time. But if it's not, I'll take the fight as far as it goes. And then I have to sort of back off and say, well, who's getting hurt here? What I really realized in this, and this is the lesson I definitely learned from myself, but also I think potentially can be a benefit to other people that I work with and et cetera, you guys and everybody else, is that I personally have always, I don't like the idea of somebody cheating and getting the things for free. I love hard work. I love earning. I love honesty. I love transparency. I love that you maybe make less money when you play by the rules, but that you're happier for it. And I've talked again, like last week, kind of touched on that thing with the Hunter Biden thing. I have to believe that's the case. And I wanted to look at this in my own life and say, okay, well, what is it? Why am I getting so bent out of shape here? You know, why am I getting so bent out of shape? And I think it's because it was that thing again. So many people in the United States government, just this kind of society we've built where people go, cheaters never prosper. Well, they do prosper. Cheaters prosper all the time. In fact, they prosper more than people who are honest. And if you define prosper by monetary gain, they do. Let's just face it. Cheaters prosper all the time. Wealthy who can afford good accountants and things, you end up paying less in taxes because they can kind of play that game. Then we know all this. This is not new news, but it's frustrating. And again, in that time of me again working a lot of late, you know, barely any days off, I'm kind of tired. And then I hear this thing, and I'm like, again, they get things handed to them, and it really, really bothered me. It took me back to like my past with music and just all these kinds of things. And so then I took the deep breath, the deep breath you take that I always talk about, and I said, okay, what is there something of value here? One was, in my frustration, what I discovered, and that was that a lot of this was me. I was getting more mad than I, the real me, would really have gotten mad. I would have been like, well, that's typical and bullshit, but okay, and let's see if we can fight this. No, we can't fight it. Okay, moving on. That I got bent out of shape is what I discovered, that there was more things going on in this instance. It was more about the history of me and my own filter and my own particular hating that whole thing that happens, that people can be dishonest and cheat the system and not only be okay and survive, but thrive in it, you know, at least financially. And again, I have an opinion about honest work and everything else, but I could be completely wrong, but I'm just saying that's where I come from on that. My message in this week's podcast, and again, this is What Sid Thinks, this was the rule when I began episode one, if you go back and listen to that ever, which is that I wanted to talk about the things that were on my mind no matter what. And that's what I'm doing this week, which is to to say this. Always look for a takeaway, especially with stuff you can't control. And that's what I realized was the lesson of this week, is like, there's so much out of our control. And by the way, there's so much in our control that that's why I'm such a fierce advocate for controlling what you can. Because on top of the stuff that we can't control, if we're not controlling the stuff that we can control, how we treat ourselves being the number one thing, if we don't try to make moves to control that stuff, then the stuff that's out of our control is of way more importance. It takes up a much larger part of our lives than it really needs to take. It doesn't need to have a huge role in our lives if we are in control of the things that we can control for the most part, at least most of the time, as I talk about. I wanted to grab something of value out of this. What I did, you know, by getting as angry as I did is then use my own training to say, okay, got pissed. Okay. Why did I get so bent out of shape about that? Like, and it was like this, that evening and the next morning on the drive down, because, you know, I drive in silence now. I don't have music, no podcast. It's my time of quiet and solitude to actually think about things. Well, this was one of those times of total value of that action of being in silence, where I could think about things. And I asked the question, I was like, what is the takeaway here? Like, why am I so bothered about this? Like, is it okay, fine. Is it justified? Maybe it is. But then I was like, no, it's actually not. I mean, it sucks, but it's not like the biggest thing. And by the way, I know some of these people, and they're very nice people. It's not like they're, it's like, it was my, a lot of it was my baggage. And it wasn't like I was trying to just make myself wrong and everybody else right. No, I mean, I still, like I said, stand behind my opinion about these things. The opinion of it hasn't changed. It was only that I asked myself, why did I get so mad about that opinion? Why did I get so mad about that reality? And so a couple things. One is, again, look for the takeaway. Like, look for a takeaway of any situation that you're not happy in. Like, what is the takeaway? What is the thing that you can learn from? What is the thing that you can put in your pocket and go, okay, good to know that. And as much as I'm positioned in my approach in a forward-looking manner, meaning small steps that I talk about with clients and everybody is, and the members is a forward-looking model. It is, regardless of your habits of 45 years, here's how you bring in new habits. But that's not, and that's just my approach, and that's why it works. That's why people can climb Half Dome, because they're bringing new things in. They're not beating themselves up about how they've always been and what they've always done. They're saying, okay, that's there, fine, but let's do this new thing. Let's do it in a way that is about self-care along the way so that I can achieve these great things. It's a forward-looking thing, but that's in no way meant to discount the past or to say that we can't learn, or at least identify current realities and habits and behaviors in our lives based on things that we have done. It doesn't mean it's who we are, but it means it's worth a question. It means the habits don't necessarily define us, but maybe they're things we've been doing, and maybe that's informing our actions of today. And it gives us more information when we find that out to then continue growing and evolving away from those behaviors and into new behaviors. And certainly that's where I stood on this. It wasn't that I changed my opinion about the situation, but I certainly said, okay, I nailed it. I kind of nailed it down. I said, this is the thing. This is what was really at stake here. The reality of the situation, definitely I'm not happy with. But that I got that angry, it wasn't about the situation so much, but as a history of my interactions in these kinds of situations and being really, really pissed about my perception that people are getting things and not earning them. And that's my own bag, man. And that's, like I started this episode, if it's hurting me and making me more angry, then it's, you know, what good is it? Because then, as I always talk about, it's affecting my marriage and it's affecting my parenting and it's affecting my friends. If I'm walking around pissed at this thing that ultimately I have very little control over, if any. I don't like this situation, but I can't really control it that much. Or else, you know, again, I saw what I could do. I can't really do much. It's what it is. So the purpose of this, the allegory, if you will, and I hope you will, I mean, I really hope you will, is if you're going to get pissed or lose your temper or get into a situation, a pickle, as it were, and I hope it's dill, get something out of it. Grab something out of it. I mean, we've got to look at the amount of our own power we hand over in any situation and say, did I hand over too much? Did I lose myself in this situation? And if I did, to what extent? We don't lose all of ourselves, but if I lost a lot of myself, then how do I figure out a way in going forward, based on what I know about my past, how do I go forward and fashion a life where there's a darn good chance that's not going to happen in the exact same way next time, a little less maybe next time. If you don't look for a takeaway, if you don't grab something of value in whatever situation you can, you're left, well, you're just left pissed. And we all know how great that freaking turns out. I'm killed, I'm killed, 'cause I can't find the strength to wake up. I'm dead, I'm dead, 'cause my cares went away with you. I'm feared, 'cause I walk around with no ground beneath me. Dreams, they keep on rolling. Plans, they are making their way. All I can do is package them away, away. I'm lost, I'm lost, 'cause finding means nothing to me. I'm drunk, I'm drunk, 'cause I can't face another day. I'm spent, I am spent, 'cause I watched you throw it all away. Dreams, they keep on rolling. The plans, they are making their way. All I can do is package them away, away. Keep on rolling. The plans, they are making their way. All I can do is package them away. Dreams, they keep on rolling. The plans, they are making their way. All I can do is package them away. Way.